My fellow Virgin Islanders, residents, visitors, friends, and family overseas of our beloved Virgin Islands, my name is Julian Willock. Permit me again to speak to you about our recovery efforts. I note the government of the day has put forward a recovery plan, and I congratulate them for even having a plan. But I must express my concerns that the recovery plan lacks a critical component, that is, bold new revenue initiatives. The hard truth is, during the recovery process, we will have to borrow close to $1 billion in loans. This will be in addition to what we already had before the hurricanes of 2017. In order for us to repay those loans and not leave our people worried about themselves or the future generation, we must increase revenue coming to the government. If there is no revenue coming in, it means that we will default on those loans, and history has shown what has happened before, and none of us want to go back. We need, in these very challenging times, thoughtful and wise leadership, and the next government, or even anyone running for public office, should come with solutions, as it's a time for courage and confidence. I therefore propose 4 revenue initiatives for discussions, consideration, debate, and decisions as follows. 1, a national lottery system, similar to what our neighbors have and are found in many large cities around the world. The income from this must be committed to education and social services. 2, consider a citizen by investment program. Now I know the pros and cons of this, but there are enough examples and best practices of how to do this right, even considering the Sink Its Nevis model, of which I have good knowledge. The revenue generated will be committed to roads and general infrastructure. 3, small manufacturing on our sister islands. Take for example, the Virgin Islands import tons and tons of salt yearly, but we have a natural salt pond. Why can't we make this salt pond on Salt Island work for us? Small manufacturing will create jobs, leading to persons paying taxes and contributing to generating government revenue to pay not only post-hurricanes recovery loans, but reducing our national debt, which is, as of today, approximately $200 million. Number 4. Now that most of our major hotels on the sister islands like Virgin Gorda, some Keys, and Antotola have been damaged and destroyed by the hurricanes, what about facilitating our hotels, lining up with some major brands like the Marriott, Ritz-Carlton, and the Hyatt to improve our tourism product and marketing? What about helping to encourage a Best Western at Maria's by the Sea or a Marriott Courtyard by Castle Maria? Of course, government can approach the current owners with some of these ideas, but in the end, locals who entertain any such considerations must be in the driver's seat, maintaining their ownership positions. With collaboration like these, we can produce more capital investments, create more jobs, and improve our tourism diversity. My name is Julian Willock, and my fellow Virgin Islanders, this government's idea of job creation is to stack the civil service and statutory bodies with more workers. My view of growing an economy and making our recovery solid and sustainable is to expand the private sector and create employment opportunities there and foster both local and foreign investments and entrepreneurs. As we work on our recovery efforts, our focus must be on people, families, the young, the elderly, and making generation better off after the hurricanes of 2017. We cannot create a situation where the dreams and hope of those of us who had the courage to remain here and rebuild evaporate. We have hard decisions to make, and sometimes we will have to sail against the wind, but we cannot continue to have our people struggle because of homelessness, no jobs, no opportunities for our youths, the stress on our seniors, and at the same time, we must reject as a model just adding more loans, taxing and spending, which is mortgaging our children's future. We must merge common sense and compassion and not take the path of a tale of two cities with those who are doing well and living in affluence while the rest of us just stare from a distance. I am Julian Willock, and thanks for listening as we move our aspirations into reality, doing so together.